open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Thank you. crown at the feet of Jesus. Greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus.
Give our King a big praise, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't he holy up here? Is that him?
Jesus saves, Jesus saves, and the wisest bow before him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky alive with praise, melting darkness in its blaze. There is light forevermore in Jesus' name.
Suddenly, and you fill me with peace. Yeah, you tell me to never fear. When I'm stuck in trials and broken in two, you restore the flame, Jesus. That's just what you do. And I know that you'll always be here. You good, and you're worthy of my praise for the rest of my days. Father, you are good. Lord, you are good, 'cause when mountains are in my way, I just call on your great name. Father, traps me and I can't see the light. You lift up this heart and you open my eyes to see your glorious plan. When I am caught in times where I don't feel so loved, you reach out your hand and Lord, that is more than enough.
me it's not the end. Lord, you are good, and you're worthy of my praise for the rest of my days. Father, you are good. Oh, you are good, 'cause when mountains are in my way, I just call on your great name. Father, you are good. Lord, you are good. There's no
Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. right here on WCNO.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. The church has been commissioned to bear rule, as Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people sigh." The 1828 dictionary says that bear means to support or sustain without sinking or yielding, to endure, as God commands us in Genesis 1:28, "Bring forth fruit and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule." Yes, we lost this with the fall in the garden, but how much more has Jesus' death on the cross restored us and empowered us to obey God's commands in Genesis 1:28, Mark 16, Matthew 16, 18, and 28, to make disciples and to build His kingdom. This requires obedience, work, and faithfulness, as one of America's first congressmen, John Quincy Adams, modeled when he was trying to end slavery. He was challenged to quit because it seemed he had only failed. He summed up his conviction this way: duty is ours, results are God's. What if we fully shouldered the duty to bear rule and trusted that maybe God would turn the tables, as He did for Esther and Mordecai in Babylon? Maybe He would shut the mouths of these lions. Maybe He would part the Red Sea for us. Maybe He would enable the next president to achieve his goal of transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. But are we ready? Do we know the original intent of the Constitution? Do we know and understand the biblical philosophy of the three branches, their checks and balances, due process, trial by jury, the necessity of balancing power, and the required self-government of we, the people, and the individual states? Without this knowledge and understanding, we are neither able to virtuously bear rule, nor do we deserve it, as Samuel Adams stated, So help us, Almighty God, to join us on Constitution Day. See teachinghisstory.com. Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.
Praise Him in the morning for tall and lofty trees, and praise Him in the evening for children on their knees. Oh, and praise Him in the noonday for gentle birds that sing. Chairs that sway, and praise Him for the rolling hills where children laugh and play. Oh, and praise Him for the wandering soul that never lost the way.
Spirit, guide my speaking, words of grace and truth abound. Let my lips be filled with stories of the mercy that I found. You're the light, you're my path, you're the shepherd of my soul. All I am, all I have, Holy Spirit, lead me on. Holy Spirit, guide my hearing, wake my ears to words you speak. In the thunder, in the stillness, let your voice be clear to me. Let your voice be clear to me. You're the light, you're my path, you're the shepherd of my soul. All I am, all I have, Holy Spirit, lead me on. Oh, you're the light, you're my path, trusting, leaning, holding, clinging till the day you lead me home. Oh, guide my feet.
No arms, and you had no legs, It was just a matter of time. When it feels like all hope is gone, he'll never leave you alone.
Oh yeah.
You don't know. No, no.
Oh
yeah. Some people stand and stare at the ones who need extra care. I know it could have been you, and it could have been me. Oh, what if you stayed
somebody else,
and you wanted to stay
by yourself?
You didn't know
what to do.
You felt like it only happens
to you.
What if you stayed
out on the street,
and there was nothing to eat? God puts us through a test. Still we are blessed.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracle signs and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Was your deliverer. Frustrations and rivers are raging, picking up stones of fire.